There was another statement that PDA spent over $300,000 in legal fees, and I believe the characterization was to fight Grimmel. That's not accurate either. PDA and Grimmel cooperated quite a bit over the years. There was never a lawsuit between them. The fees the speaker was referring to were for PDA to hire their own lawyer to respond to requests from the EPA for information about PDA's activities. In fact, Grimmel actually agreed with PDA to implement a stormwater system that was designed by PDA's own engineers, and it was monitored by the PDA's environmental consultants. Now, in many ways, it's no surprise that they cooperated. While Grimmel was at the port from 2003 to 2014, they spent over half a billion, that's billion with a B, dollars on that operation. A great amount of that money went towards purchasing scrap, as you would imagine. That's the money that goes out into the local economy, both in Maine and New Hampshire. But they also spent money on things like, you know, $925,000 in that period on fuel, $152,000 on motels, $1.3 million on payroll. So of the 110 ships loaded over that period, they averaged $1.88 million per ship. That's a lot of money being pumped into the local economy. We don't know that we're going to reach those numbers here. We can't say for sure that that's definitely going to happen here, but that's the kind of economic development that most communities are excited about. In addition, they donated $5,000 a year to the Portsmouth Tall Ships operation. It's interesting, we heard that people in Portsmouth were embarrassed to have the tall ships come in with Grimmel right there. We have a letter from the chairman of the organization that ran the tall ships commending Grimmel on its willingness to shut down its operations on the tall ships days and even to clean up the site in advance. So our point is there's just a different side of that story. There's two sides to almost every story, and I wouldn't be able to convince everybody in this room, but we think it's important to see the other side of all of that. A couple of additional corrections. To clarify, there's no construction proposed at Mack Point for this project. Somebody pointed out that the lease allows or has provisions for construction if construction of a new pad were required. That's not in the plans right now. It's not being proposed right now. If that were to happen, we would, of course, seek permits at that time. In addition, on the comment about truck traffic, which seemed to be a point of focus the last time, we were told that in front of Select represented that there would be no more than 10 trucks a day. I went back and listened to the video of that selectmen's meeting, which is posted on your website, your town website, and that statement was never made. The closest that I could find to it is in our application materials for the junkyard permit, where Grimmel says they would have a minimum of 10 trucks per day. So we need to have a clear record on that point before we're accused of changing the story. I think it's also worth focusing a little bit on Portsmouth. That is not Mack Point, as we've said over and over again, but it's obviously been raised here by members of the public who are concerned. First, you were presented with a fairly thick packet of information about Grimmel's track record in Portsmouth, so here are some facts about that. One, it's true that Grimmel received requests from the EPA for information. Those are called information requests about its operations in Portsmouth, Topsom, Lewiston, and Oakland, actually. An information request is not a finding of a violation, or even an allegation of one. It is simply one way for EPA to gather information about regulated facilities under the Clean Water Act. Grimmel responded in each case with literally hundreds of pages of information about its operations, down to things like its employee training records and documentations of improvements made to manage stormwater. This is really just EPA doing its job by checking up on regulated facilities. It doesn't mean there is necessarily a problem. So second, it's also true that managing stormwater at the port in Portsmouth is a challenge. EPA did allege that Grimmel had two basic types of violations. One was an unlicensed discharge of process water. That was really just drinking water that Grimmel was required to spray on the piles to control dust. That water, that drinking water from the city drinking water system, would then run off the site and go through the stormwater system and eventually be discharged in the river. EPA said that a permit was required for that. As Tim said last time, Grimmel asked EPA to permit that discharge, but they never responded. They told us orally, okay, we'll deal with that, but then we never got a permit for it. And so eventually Grimmel created a closed loop system to stop that from occurring. The other type of violations that were related to that were alleged to be related to stormwater management, the other type of violations alleged were related to stormwater management, meaning how the stormwater was managed on the site. Tab E shows of our submission shows the location of the port. I believe you all have this in your packet, and I will, if you'll allow me, I'll grab a large board that I can show the public as well so they can see it.
Please do.